We will begin this. I'll just kind of introduce the program. नहीं नहीं अभी recording start नहीं. तो I'll just introduce the program and ask you whether you're okay recording for it.
Okay.
Just formality.
Okay.
In the meantime.
Start?
Yes.
Rolling.
Hello, today 29th of July 2025. We are here at MCRC interviewing Aftab Yusuf, one of the first technical people at MCRC when it was set up after 1982. My question to you before we begin this interview is, I hope you have no hesitation in allowing the NCBS to archive this interview that we are going to take today.
No, wait, this is the Government of India, am I right?
Yes.
It is, I feel very nice that somebody is doing that.
Yeah. Thank you. So now let us get down to, so before we actually begin with your journey at MCRC, how did you get interested in this line, and then what was your training in it before you came here? Just your before MCRC, what was your life in connection to electronics?
See, I was doing my engineering in Aligarh, and I used to come to Delhi. One of my person I knew, he was principal of Jamia Primary School. I knew him for a very long, long time. So I used to come here since 1978. The first time when I came to Aligarh in 1978, I was visiting Delhi. So at that time, there was no mass communication. But once I finished my engineering, 1984, I used to come to Delhi. So I met him. So he said, where are you working now? I said, no, I'm still fresh. And I think I'm talking to people. Maybe I will join soon somewhere. So I find my job in Faridabad. I think, I don't remember the name of the company, but that they were making fridges. But I had difficulty to go from Delhi to Faridabad every day. So at the same time here in Jamia, they were trying to start engineering college. So I had this option to join engineering college, which I was not interested in. And somebody told me there is a mass communication, they need engineers. So normally I was doing my M.Tech. When I will come here, I will cross-check with people. For short period of time, I joined in Faridabad. Then I left that place, maybe within a month, because they were asking for submission of, they were basically asking for to sign some sort of contract, which I was not interested in. I mean, I don't want to be logged in for 2-3 years or something like that. So I left that. So somebody told me the mass communication is here, and my degree was in electrical low current. Basically, electrical low current was sort of electronics, because at that time, 1983-82, there was no electronics department anywhere. Even IIT, they didn't have electronics. So degree was electrical, but 7 or 8 paper was different, and you has to study electronics and especially low current system. So though my degree was electrical, but in a sense, I was electronics engineer because they used to say low current. So one time I came here in 1984, and I left my biodata here. And at that time, Anwar Jamal Kidwai was the chairman. I don't know, once maybe he saw my biodata, I was freshman. So he sent me a telegram. Aligarh, can you come for interview? So finally I came here, and at that time mass communication has a Canadian engineer, Kane McCary, and he came under JICA, CEDA, Canadian International Development Agency program, and there were two professors, Mr. and Mrs. Beveridge. one chief engineer, Kane McCurry, and we have received U-Matic equipment. And Anwar Jamal Kidwai was vice chancellor. And during that time, it all happened. We got the CEDA scholarship. He didn't have a place, so he converted Jamia Guest House into sort of a studio. And we have installed the equipment there. We have received U-Matic equipment, AB roll normally, cut to cut edit. And I think we have 4800 U-Matic tape recorder, which you carry on your
shoulder.
In your shoulder. And there is a small multi-core cable which you use to connect to your camera. A camera was, I think, DC 6000. It was a tube camera. And so I started there. I joined temporarily in the beginning. Finally, I became permanent. It took me a long time to become permanent. So 1990, I became permanent. And very soon, there was a requirement for maintenance engineer. I already have 5-6 years experience. So very soon I became maintenance engineer. I think at that time it was in the scale of 3,000 to 4,500. I think that was the basic scale at that time. So I got multiple increment, and I was interviewed by mostly ex-Doordarshan chief engineers. And so that's the story about my joining this place.
So this interview happened which year? End of 84?
No. Interview?
The DDX, DD engineers who interviewed you?
I think end of 84 or beginning of 85.
And another date I wanted was that...
But in 1990, there was another interview for the maintenance engineer. That happened here in Mass Communication also.
Okay. Another date I was just trying to confirm. So when Mr. and Beveridge and Ian McCurry and all these people came, this was which year? 82? A couple of years before you came to MCRC.
Yes. I think 82, yes. End of 82 or 83. Because when I joined here, I think Shoni, not Shoni, that was a previous batch, Mathur Rahman and others, they were the first batch. And Mathur Rahman, he's a freelance producer, I think. Do you know him?
Yeah, I know him.
I think he was in second year in 83. 84, I think 84 he was in second year. He joined 83.
Second year, he was of the second batch or first batch? There was this person who I knew, Madan Rajan, who was, I think, first batch.
I think first batch, there was a guy called Ali. He went to Canada also, an exchange program, which the two, one boy, one girl. I don't remember the girl's name.
Ali Kazmi, he was first batch?
I think he was first batch. In second year, he went to, I think, for exchange program to York University, Toronto.
Okay.
I met him, actually. I went there in 86, Canada. And
It's been a long time. You're telling them, I remembered the name, but I've not met him for 30 years at least now.
Okay.
But we were working together for a bit at one point.
When?
There was a very brief period.
83?
In my life, this was in the 90s.
Between where did
1990
you work?
To 95, I was working at Times TV. There was this Turning Point program.
He never came back to India.
No, he never came back. But I met him on holidays and things.
You're committing.
He never came back. Then he was working. Then lives there only. No. Okay, so that was an interesting. Suddenly, some old faces have come to my mind. So now. You were describing the kind of machines that were here when you entered.
Yeah.
Part of the reason we are looking at this program, we are trying to find out is how are these machines maintained, because initially there were all the Canadian engineers who were working.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of training program was given to you? How did you learn? You were mentioning at one point initially I wasn't allowed to touch the equipment, which is something that others have also told us.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us a little bit about how such expensive equipment and people who are discovering it for the first time, what was that experience like?
See, normally problem was not with the Canadian engineer, problem was with the local engineers. they wanted their own monopoly, and somehow they don't want to encourage any new person, you know. But their chance came. I used to work till late, and there was time when I got the opportunity, especially in the evening time. I mean, chairman called me and he said, they are not able to fix it. Aftab, I want you to look into it. All the system not recording audio, you have to find the solution. And so in the evening, I used to sit down. Basically, I will open the machine. I will watch how this guides are taking the tape everywhere, you know. I will watch for hours, maybe one, maybe two, maybe three, maybe 5 hours. I will only watch the mechanism, how it is working. Okay. So basically, in the beginning, I started learning on my own, but the help came. And there was a program at ISRO. And they invited engineers from there was MCRC and there was some media research center, I think one was in Pune, Roorkee, and Hyderabad, and some other places. Mm-hmm. There was also a media research AVRC, they opened in GNU campus.
Mm-hmm.
Pradeep Kaul used to be there as in charge. You know Pradeep Kaul?
Mm-hmm.
Pradeep Kaul was in ISRO.
Mm-hmm.
And then he became in charge when they opened the AVRC in GNU campus. And so what is the question?
So like the how were the training programs, what kind of things did they
there do? Was basically there was no training program.
The ISRO training program?
86, the real training program started. And once we went to ISRO, I think that was 20 days program. And we have been trained on how to replace heads, you know, the drum, and different other systems, guides, and we also learn about different jigs. They have the jigs. And then we also started organizing training program here. So I think 2-3 times, I still have pictures. 2-3 times I organized a training program here. Because at that time we didn't have a chief engineer. I was I was the lead engineer anyway. I became lead engineer very soon. I mean, in the beginning, 1-2 years, I had a problem. Then they sent me to Canada. Here, actually, I went there by default because they selected 2 engineers, Anul Hassan and Rajni Taneja. But Rajni was going to get married, and she said she cannot go. So they didn't choose me. They asked me to sit in a test, which was organized by Ken McCary of York University. And finally, I was selected. So 86, I went to ISRO for training. 87, I went to Canada. And there were 2 places in Canada who were doing broadcast engineering. So that was not only the maintenance aspect of the equipment, but it was also about overall system maintenance, okay? So idea was to go to Ryerson or Calgary. So Kane McCary has studied in Calgary, I think. And there was another engineer who came after Kane McCary, Charles Soret. He was a little bit handicapped, but he was also a student of Southern Alberta Institute of Technology, SAIT, in Alberta. And he has this special BXT program, it's 2 years program, you know. So he did that. He recommended that we should go to Calgary, not Ryerson. Ryerson is more about transmission and STL, etc., etc. So finally, I got another scholarship, which is called CEDA scholarship. So from CEDA scholarship, York University organized it because we were working in collaboration, and I went to Calgary in 87 August. So we stayed there for 6 months. So they have basically condensed the course, 2 year course, into 6 months. And they did it because we were already engineer, full-fledged engineer. I mean, I was already a graduate engineer, and that was a lower program, but that was a specialized lower program. So I did this course, BXT. After coming back from here and there, 1988, we organized lots of training program here in mass communication. And at the same time, we started working on another product from Japan. It was called JICA, Japan. See the JICA, what is full form? Japan International Cooperation Agency. Mm. So we have this program from JICA, and there was a good chance that we can get a large number of equipment. But they said that you have to have your own place. You know, so we had this building, but this building was empty shell. So I think we got some grants from UGC, and we did this soundproofing, etc. And then we went to Japan and completed this project.
This was when the Japan.
88, 89. First time I went to Japan was in 89. It was Inter B 89. Actually, invitation was not to me, invitation was to the chairman. But chairman selected one of the engineers, and fortunately it was me. And he sent me in his place. I got the royal treatment there, because it, basically it was there for the high-end people. So there were other people from Sri Lanka, Thailand, and other places. They were normally vice chancellors. And I was a very young brat. I went there, I really enjoyed the attention. And it was a short program, 5-6 days. Basically, the idea was to go to the Inter B and see the new technology. And he wanted me to go there to see the new technology, because he, after coming back from Canada, he started to recognize me that maybe I can do help. In his ideas of getting equipment from other places. So he asked me, gave me a small computer, PCXT computer, 4.7 megahertz. Can you see this? 4.7 megahertz PCXT. Mm. And it used to have floppy. And I have learned some program in PC Write, PC Calc. It's like a Excel. PC Calc was Excel. PC Write was like a Word, and WordStar. And so I started using those software. I was using those software because I have this data of transistors in PC Calc. Whatever transistors at that time was available, I had the complete data on PC. I used to use that. And then I used that software to write our, in PC Write, I used to write normal like Word thing, you know. And PC Calc, I was making like Excel sheet, what equipment we need, what for what studio and what other places, you know. And my visit to Canada actually helped. helped me a lot in building my own personality, and it put me into learning drive. So I requested my chairman that we need to have some magazines here, and he appreciated me and helped me in getting most of the magazine. I think Video System, Hardware. You heard about this magazine?
Hardware, I've heard.
And no, there was around 4 or 5 different magazines. Oh, okay. Then I also selected some special books, but there were minimum number of books there at that time in field.
Business Permission Bureau.
So in the library, he helped me to get those books. And that really helped me building my own personality, because I had the latest information. And actually, it helped me in getting selected for, in 1990s, getting selected for maintenance engineer also. Because they asked me questions about things which they never expected me to know. And they were surprised.
One question that is coming to my mind is, between 84 to 90, while you were here and you were kind of on a learning curve in a sense for yourself.
86, see, 88, I was already regarded as engineer to go for anything. So 84 to 88, when I came back from Canada, so I am from Hindi Urdu medium school, so I didn't speak a word of English. So my background, when I came back from Canada, I became a little bit expressive, and my communication skill improved, and confidence also improved. Definitely, if somebody is give you a task and you successfully do it, and somebody start relying on you, you feel that this is a responsibility that you start doing well, and you give your time. So 88 onwards, I had lots of responsibility, although I was just an assistant engineer at that time. But there was no chief engineer, there was no maintenance engineer, posts were vacant. So,
I'm also thinking that MCRC, finally, there was also a teaching program happening here.
Yeah.
So if you can tell us a little bit about your interaction with the students that used to come there. Did you take classes, or were there workshops that you did, or just describe
all
that
right,
a
all
bit.
Right. Normally, it was not my responsibility to take classes, etc. But sometime, they will ask me to take some technical classes, or sometime make them understand technical aspect of editing, assembly editing, another editing, you know, what actually happening, how the machine is communicating and talking, you know, that sort of things. And sometime, what are the different kind of microphone we are using, what is the purpose. For example, we are using the lapel here, you know. So we have 3-4 different types of microphones here. So normally that sort of thing, I will take once in a while some classes. But that was not, I was not a faculty, you know. I was taking classes only whenever there was a need. And sometime, we have 5 different sections there at that time. We have film recording with audio recording in Niagara. We have audio visual, so we have audio visual, Crossall, etc. And the Crossall studios, where they used to take the pictures, different high speed films. They used to give them, the student used to come and they will sort out under the light, they will put this developed slides used to, and they will sort it out and they will make a story out of it, and they will sync with this spool recorder. And so every student has to do audiovisual program, one program. They have to use 16 millimeter film, you know, and we have the editing Steinbeck, etc. So Steinbeck came from CETA, York University. So we already have 3 Steinbecks at that time. So as an engineer, I was not only responsible for maintenance of audio-video equipment. Basically, as an engineer, I was responsible for everything, even film, even Niagara, even sometime Nagra, etc., we were not allowed to service on our own. So normally we used to hire people from outside who was the experienced. And Mr. Mathew, who was in charge here, and he was lecturer. And I normally coordinate with him. So basically I was looking after in almost everything. And after 1991, I became an intern engineer, I was responsible for entire infrastructure, including substation, generator, air conditioning. You know, we have two plants, one plant there and for the old studio, we have another plant here for the new studio. And substation, I mean dehydration of substation, the routine maintenance, etc. Till 99, from 1991-92 till 1999 when I left, I was basically looking after the whole infrastructure. And I recruited a lot of staff also. Mm. Nadeem and Zafar, and most of them, they were recruited by me.
So, you were saying 1990 set up a station. When you're saying station, what do you mean by that? You said 1990 you set up a station. Was it a radio station or something? No.
No.
Not the community radio, nothing.
Did I say station?
Yeah. So, I was wondering what station. Or did you mean electrical substation or something?
I mean electrical substation.
Okay.
I was not established, it was already there. But it became my responsibility to look after the entire infrastructure. That included electrical substation, generators, air conditioning, all the five studios. When I say five studios, there is studio one and studio two. There are two biggest studios there. Studio infrastructure, that is equipment for recording in both studios. We had this ABC roll, a post-production studio, then this studio, because when the equipment came from Japan, I became responsible for entire infrastructure, including all the studios. So total, we have to have five studios here. There was an audio-visual studio here. This is sound recording studio, audio-video studio. They used to make a radio program here. Also, sometimes they used to record audio for film. Mostly they were doing it outside in Nagra, but sometime they have to mix and in eight channel recording, etc. They used to do it here, mixing. And it's a total five studio, I said, am I right? There was a radio.
Five studios, you said. Could you give us some example of what you remember of, I'm trying to get a sense of the, how was the interaction of people with the machines? What kind of thing, you know, when they ran into a problem, what was the reaction? How did it get sorted out?
Was it
a problem that you sorted out, an example of a problem you sorted out in-house, and something in which you had to spend time later in the evening, another few days, maybe make a phone call or talk to somebody, bring someone in?
Yeah, sure. Good question. Okay. So, we were dealing with students. And first year students, it was divided. Then normally they were doing, they were taking Nikon camera, taking pictures outside, making slides and so making audio visual program. That was first year. And some sort of exposure for video also. But in the second year they were making, everybody has to make a film program, normally two students. And normally two or three students to make video program. Normally they have the guidelines, because the idea was if their program is good, we are also working with Doordarshan, and we used to improve it, and we submitted to the Doordarshan for transmission also. So we were also working as a AVRC, where we are making program, educational program for Doordarshan. So Doordarshan has, I think, they were broadcasting between 1 to 2, twice a week or every day later, most probably. And we were also making those programs. So when you have second year student, 25 year student, 25 to 28 year student, then we have producers who are making program for Doordarshan, afternoon broadcast. So definitely equipment will go faulty, and we have this program, and mostly we have the tube cameras. You heard about tube cameras? Yeah.
Mm.
So we have this tube camera, Vidicon, I think. It was a Vidicon tube camera, and DXC 6000, the name model of the cameras. And there were some other camera, but I remember this camera because I used this camera a lot, and we used to have problem. Biggest problem was we had no way to maintain it. So you had to do it on your own. And actually, 86 training program gave us enough exposure. So we started learning about the board level. They demonstrated the board level maintenance. And then we graduated to component level maintenance. But in that case, we had to stock component. Then we used to do replacement of the drum, you know, the zero drum. Mm. So I think 89, we got some spare parts, and especially we got some special jigs. Without those jigs, it was impossible to do the maintenance. So we purchased a large number of jigs, so replacing head and assessing guide position, etc., etc. And regarding the maintenance concern, sometime we were also going in the field as a sound recordist, as an engineer, and sometimes equipment will fail. And that was your challenge to fix it. Then you otherwise you will be degraded as poor engineer. So that was a challenge. And so many times I visited with Sabina, we went to do a special program in Mahoba, etc. And there was a Charu Gargi, she was doing the camera, Sabina and Shoni, they were doing the, they were working as a producer. I was a non-video location engineer and a sound recordist. So that was in 89. After that, my responsibility changed, because 1991, after I became maintenance engineer, I was mostly stationed here and managing people and equipment and the infrastructure. Lots of things also happened. Japan thing happened. We had 100 pantograph, the lights in the studio one, I think around 40 lights is in with the pantograph there in studio two. And then we have this electronic lighting system, you know, a studio. Mm. So 1991 things change, and I was not working on the equipment. I had to delegate my responsibilities, but mostly I was doing it full time. Sometime I was sitting here and working till 11 o'clock in the night, because we had the pressure, 25 year student, producer. Every day they are taking the equipment, they are going outside, and sometime the weather. One time what happened, all these portable recorders, they stopped recording audio. And we didn't have enough head in the stock. And replacing head was the last thing I want recommended people to do. I said, we need to make this work. And we really got stuck. Because out of the 8, 7 recorder will not record audio. We knew somehow there is a common problem somewhere. If we fix one, we will fix it all. And that was a very stressing time, especially for me, because Anwar Jamal Kidwai
he used to think I can do wonder, and I was under tremendous pressure. So, but he allowed me to stay here, and normally I have recruited them 2-3 people, Zafar and Nadeem, etc. They will spend time with me. They will stay. They were bachelor. They will stay with me, and we will discuss. We'll sit down. We'll try to experiment, and finally we managed to get it done.
What was the problem? How did you arrive at the
problem?
Solution?
Was we were using isopropyl alcohol to clean the head and the guides, and sometimes we use carbon tetrachloride. So we use it, and we were thinking that if we use it, it will clean it. But tape residue, when they were going into different locations and different conditions, tape will leave such a bad magnetic thing that will, that was not going off without with alcohol cleaning. You know, we had the soma isolator, we had the special, we have mechanism, it will not go. Finally, we thought we'd take a risk and take a tape of 1500-1600 sandpaper, and try to clean one. Because I wasn't fully confident that this is what is happening. But we had this fear that we are going to damage the head. We did it. It worked like wonder. Just did work like a wonder. Once we fix it all 7 in one day. So that was big news here, because it was such a big crisis. Anyway, there are few things, but listen, electromagnetic device, as you know, 4800, all the recorders, even later beta camcorder, etc., electromagnetic device, bound to have this problem. You cannot get rid of mechanical aspect, and sometimes it all depends upon how people are operating. Sometimes they will put the camera with without care, and the shock will do some misaligned things inside. So we learn to anticipate, we learn from, slowly we learn. Then we organize some time. We used to fight with the faculty, and we say that used to take special classes. We train them how to use this camera, how to take care of this camera. Normally, we used to repeat it very frequently.
You're saying you have to get special classes to introduce students how to use
preventive them. Maintenance. That was a kind of preventive maintenance. If people handle it well, you can minimize the problem. And normally people, they are students, they are carefree, and we cannot stop that we will not give them the camera. We had to give them the camera. A worst part was that those camera, those recorders were also being used by our producers to make program for Doordarshan. So they were also using it, and sometime they were taking it to, for example, I visited Bhutan. You know a place called Puncholing?
Heard of it.
Puncholing is not mountainous, but plain area. Just after that, the mountain starts in Bhutan. So this is the first border area for India and Bhutan. So government of India, I think, building research center. They were making a special hollow bricks, and they were experimenting in cold climate. They were making those buildings, and they wanted this program for government of India, you know. And I think they requested Doordarshan, and they selected our team, and we went there and make program whatever they were doing. Similarly, I went to Madurai. And we were making I think there was university, Madurai Kamaraj University, and there had an immunology department. So we did some program there. Although my contribution as a, I was not as a biologist, I was only a sound ecologist and location engineer. Mm. We also made program on fruit-eating bats and their behavior, and how they pick up the insect while flying. Something, I mean, concept of horror came from there, you know, echolocation. So they were emitting sound, but they have a special recorder because the bats, or maybe it is irrelevant, but this is a story. Maybe that will also contribute. So they have a special recorder where they will down convert the frequency, because the bat frequency was around 64 kilohertz, and normally you would not hear it. So they will have a they have a special microphone that will record at 64 kilohertz, and they will down convert it to 20 to 20 kilohertz, and they have a special recorder from their playback, and they will recognize that this is the actual sound of the bat. And so anyway, those science program we made, and we went to the location. We had the problem. One time we could not solve the problem.
What had happened?
The camera became faulty. I think it was raining all the time there. Something rain got inside, and they asked me to look into it. I said, "It's damaged. Cannot do anything." And then somebody took the camera, came back here. We got the replacement camera. No. I think we requested the replacement camera. Somebody came with the camera. And he took the faulty camera back here, which we finally repaired here. Then later.
And what had happened to the camera since the rainwater had gone inside? And
we suspect that rainwater has gone inside. Actually, we were not so planned. We were not ready to go inside the cave. And they wanted to go inside the cave. Cave was very humid, you know. So firstly, we went into the mountain. From mountain, we went inside the cave. We have arranged generator to, we were carrying the lights inside, you know. And we were not well equipped to do that. It was very simply, very dangerous. We should not have done that. And something happened there. Cameraman says, he didn't do anything, you know. So we didn't know what happened, but there was some one of the board was burned or something, which cannot happen unless either it could happen because of humidity, excessive humidity, maybe 90% humidity inside, or water gone inside.
Maybe condensation inside.
Maybe. So we finally, we came here, we fixed it. We had some additional board, and we fixed it.
In fact, that brings me to one of the questions that I've been asking also in this series of interviews, is like, you talked at one point about component level, moving to board level.
We did.
Right.
Lots of them. Actually, I specially trained Nadeem and Zafar, and there were some other guys. I think Pradeep Kaul was here, who was later went to Lok Sabha. He was engineer there. He was working with us. And there was Sudarshan, there was Asif, there were some other engineers here. And not many people like component level. Okay. But I gave them as a challenge, because and even in the studio, I mean, you know, CCU? CCU has a multiplex IC. And we look at it, found it, we replaced it and made it work. So we did lots of component level and mechanical level replacement. Replacing head, drum, was a routine. I mean, initially we took ages to do that. Later, we used to get it done in 20 minutes, all done, and dusted. So
my question, I'm just, so this would be in the 80s, up in the 80s and early 90s. All these things that you're talking about, the CCU multiplier mechanical.
No, see, 89, 88. Mm. See, 87 I went to Canada. I stayed there. I came back in March, 88.
Mm.
Immediately I got involved into the JICA project.
Mm.
Mostly at 3, 4 months, 5 months, I was sitting in my room. They gave me PCXT. I didn't know how to type, so I was typing with my one finger. But he asked me to make a project. He said that these are the area, you have to select the equipment. And this many students we used to grow, when we want to go to 35. And accordingly, you have to see how many equipments, what number of equipment we need, you know, and you have to select the model number, etc. And because this project will take time, so you have to keep doing the research. So finally, when it will go to Japan, they will do the advertisement. Before that, you have to revise it again. And you have to do it. So 5, 6, 7 month time, I was involved. Then we started having meetings. And in the meanwhile, I will continue with the maintenance thing also with our staff.
Mm-hmm.
1991, I got married, almost the very bad time, because my wife will cry all the time because I will come at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the night. Finally, I had to bring my wife to meet my chairman here, because I thought my family life is getting really, really disturbed. I was newly married, and actually, Kanwar Jamal Kidwai talked to my wife and make her understand that this is the time when we need to, we are doing something, nobody has done it. I mean, this was kind of first big department in Delhi. Well, there was nobody. I mean, Indira Gandhi Institute of Fine Arts and IGNO, they came much, much later. And AVRC, they all came much, much later. So we have a special status here. And he said that, see, I am getting so old. I spend my time here. He is involved here. And so please excuse him and bear with him. It is not very long time. Everything will be installed and things will get relaxed. Actually, we have linked, you know the Ansari Auditorium?
Mm. Yes.